Morgan and Dan, you are both mountain climbers and you regularly attempt some very difficult and dangerous climbs. Some people might say that you are taking an unnecessary risk.
Many things we do in life have an element of risk. You drove here today on a motorway in the rain. That was a risky thing to do. People try to minimise risks. When they drive, they wear a seatbelt, for example. And I do the same when I go climbing. Before I go, I do my research so that I can avoid avalanche areas. I check the weather forecast and I make sure my equipment is all working properly. And when I'm on the mountain, I use my common sense and I don't take unnecessary risks.
Also, life isn't just about protecting ourselves from risks. We can't live in a bubble. We have to live life and do things which make us feel alive. Mountain climbing gives me energy to do other things in my life. I'm a secondary school teacher, and climbing at the weekend gives me the extra energy I need to be a good teacher.
Exactly. I spend most of my time sitting down in an office. It's not the most exciting of jobs, and I would go mad if I didn't have the chance to feel the adrenaline pumping through my body when I'm climbing a vertical rock face 3,000 metres up in the air.
Now, you are both married, and you, Dan, have young children.
Mm.
How do your partners feel about you climbing?
I was already a mountain climber when I met my partner, but I won't pretend that he is exactly over the moon when I walk out of the door with my climbing gear on a Friday evening. I don't enjoy making him feel worried, but on the other hand, he does know and believe that I would never do anything that would put my life at risk.
I used to have a lot of arguments with my partner about whether I was being selfish and irresponsible, especially when our first child was born, but now she's fine with it.
But bad things can happen in climbing. Climbers do get killed, don't they?
Yes, but this is usually because a climber gets overconfident or too careless, or because they don't do the necessary preparation before the climb.
Or just bad luck.
Yes, sometimes.